Today's daf is Shabbos daf Samech Hey, and we are 20 lines from the bottom of daf Samech Dalid Omid Beis, the two dots, Bekovel u'bepeya nachris l'chotzer. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Rifol Chaim Shayoshev ben Baba Chaya Rivka, Avram ben Gittel, Yitzchak Eliyahu ben Chaya Sarah, Avram Kaddish ben Malka Bela, Avram Yukasil ben Gittel, Yehuda Leib Chizkiyo ben Basya, Baruch Tzvi ben Shloimez Fega, Chaim ben Yamin Mordechai ben Ida, Chizkiyo Shloimez Ziskin ben Nechama, Eliakim Getzel ben Brana Esther, and Yael Bas Bela. Today's daf is also being learned. Le'ilui Nishmas Yechiel Yosef ben Tzvi Betzalo, Leah Bas Yaakov, Shloime Zev ben Avram Yitzchak, and Mordechai Ziskin ben Meir Elchanan. So we're continuing to discuss the halachos of Bame Isha Yoitza, Uvama Eina Yoitza. So the Mishnah had said, going back to the beginning of the Perek, Loiseitze Isha, a woman's not allowed to go outside on Shabbos, Loi Bechutei Tzemer, Veloi Bechutei Pishton, Veloi Beretzui Sheberoisha, V'loy b'toytefes, v'loy b'sarvitim, b'zman she'enon tfurim. And then the Mishnah said, v'loy b'kovel l'rishos harabim. That a woman's also not allowed to wear a kovel in a rishos harabim. It would seem somewhat meduyik that it's only the kovel that's only asr in the rishos harabim. But everything else mentioned previously in the Mishnah is asr in a rishos harabim, and even not in a rishos harabim. Right? The Mishnah is discussing a bunch of things that a woman's not allowed to go outside with on Shabbos. And when the Mishnah mentioned kovel, it said, oh, kovel? She can't go out with into a rishos harabim. What does it sound like? All the other things would be asr, even if it's not in a rishos harabim. The same diuk that seems pretty apparent in the first Mishnah in the Perek would seem apparent in the Mishnah on Daf Samech Dalet Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Yoitze Isha Bechutei Sa'ar, Bei Mishalah, Bei Mishal Chavirta, Bei Mishal Behemo, Ubetoytefes, Ubesarvitin, Bizman Shehein Tfurim, and then Bekovel Ubepeya Nachris L'chatzar. What does it mean, Bekovel Ubepeya Nachris L'chatzar? Because the previous Mishnah said that it's also to go out with it to a Rishos HaRabim. Says the Mishnah here, it's going to be mutter to go out with it to a chatzar. What about all the other things that the Mishnah said you're not allowed to go out with? You can't go out with it to your chatzar either. It's not exclusive to Rishos HaRabim. Meaning, there seems to be a difference, a nuance in the Mishnayos with regards to all the things that a woman's not allowed to go outside with on Shabbos. Is it only in a Rishos HaRabim that she's not allowed to go outside with on Shabbos? Or maybe she's not even allowed to go outside with these things in a chatzar. As it relates to the kovel in the first Mishnah, and as it relates to the kovel and the peya nachris in the Mishnah and Daf Samech Dalet Amud Beis, there seems to be an emphasis that the Isser is only into a Rishos HaRabim, but into a Chatzar or a Carmelis perhaps, an area that's not a Rishos HaRabim, there would be no Isser. As it relates to everything else, it would seem from the Mishnah, those things it would be usher to go outside with on Shabbos, even not into a Rishos HaRabim. Now what would be the Svara? Why would it be usher to go outside with these things into an area that's not a Rishos HaRabim? We learned already the majority the Perek. We saw that most of the things a woman's not allowed to go outside with on Shabbos, it's because it's a concern. She may take it off and she may come to carry it. Dalet Amos Rishos HaRabim. So if it's a Rishos HaRabim, I understand the concern. If it's not a Rishos HaRabim, if it's her backyard, if it's a chatzar, so what would be the issue? So you'd have to say it's a gzeira of some sorts. We're afraid that if a woman's going to go out to her yard wearing her jewelry, she may then wear it into a Rishos HaRabim, and that's when you can run into some real problems. Either way, the Gemara is going to begin with a Machloikis Amayra'im that discusses this diuk that we just mentioned. Bekovel ubepeya nachris l'chatz. Amar Rav, Rav said, kol shasru chachamim latzis by Rishos HaRabim. Everything that chachamim said, a woman's not allowed to go outside with on Shabbos to a Rishos HaRabim, meaning the entire sixth parak of Masech de Shabbos, asur latzis by l'chatz. Not only is it asur for the woman to go outside within a Rishos HaRabim, but she's not allowed to carry it in a chatzar either. Chutz, the exception is the kovel and the peya nachris. The kovel and the peya nachris, it was clear in the first Mishnah that it's asur for her to go outside with it to a Rishos HaRabim. It was clear in the Mishnah on Samech Dalet Amud Beis that it's mutter in a chatzar. So there's a distinction between a Rishos HaRabim and a chatzar. But as it relates to everything else mentioned in the Mishnah, it's asur in a Rishos HaRabim and it's asur in a chatzar as well. Rav Anani Bar Sosa, Mishmeid Rabbi Shmuel, Rav Anani Bar Sosa said in the name Rabbi Shmuel, Hakol Kekovel. Everything is like a kovel, meaning just like a kovel and a peya nachris, the isser is only in a Rishos HaRabim, but in an area that's not a Rishos HaRabim, there's no isser. The same is going to be true for everything else. In other words, the diuk that we just started with in our very brief intro is really really a machloikis. It's a machloikis between Rav on the one hand and Rav Anoni Bar Sosoin in the name of Rabbi Yishmael on the other hand. Zok Digimar tonight. Let's learn the Mishnah. The kavel bepei nachris lechatzer. The Mishnah seems to say that a kavel and a pei nachris over there it's mutter and a chatzer. Everything else is aser and a chatzer. The diik that we started with, so Bishlami l'Rav Nicha. Bishlami, according to Rav, his opinion is consistent with what seems to be very meduyik in the Mishnah. El, Rav Anoni Bar Sosin Kasha. Rav Anoni Bar Sosin is telling me that all the things that are mentioned in the Mishnah are asr only in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, but mutter in the Chatzar. The first Mishnah in the Perek didn't sound that way. And certainly the Mishnah we just learned. The Mishnah says, Bekavalu Bepei and Nachris, there it's mutter in a Chatzar. It sounds like everything else is asr in a Chatzar as well. So the Gemara says, it's true. It's a good question. However, Rav Anoni Bar Sosin mishmei the man kamale. When Rav Anoni Bar Sosin said what he said, he didn't make up the halacha. He had a mesora. He said it over in the name of somebody. Who was it? Mishmei the Rabbi Yishmael Bar Yosi. We had Rabbi Yishmael, but apparently it wasn't Rabbi Yishmael. Rather, it was Rabbi Yishmael Bar Yosi. Okay, Rabbi Yishmael Bar Yosi Tanu. Rabbi Yishmael Bar Yosi was a Tana upolig, and as a result, he has a right to argue. Meaning, Rabbi Anoni Bar Sosin, when he said that all the things mentioned in the Mishnah are only Yasser and Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, but they're Mutter and Chatzar, he understood that he was going kineged the Mishnah. He was going kineged the Stam Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek, and he was going kineged the Stam Mishnah on Samech Dalet Amud Beis. How did Rav Anoni Bar Sosin have a right to go kineged a Stam Mishnah? Very simple. He heard the Mesora from a Tana. A Tana is allowed to argue with a Mishnah. Rav Anoni Bar Sosin alone apparently couldn't argue with a Mishnah. But Bishmeder Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yosi, then he could argue with a Mishnah. In other words, this Stam Mishnah is really a machloikis Tanaim. Rav held like the Stam Mishnah, whereas Rav Anani Bar Sosin held like Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, who argues with the Stam Mishnah. Zokta Gemara v'Rav Mishnah Hani. So according to Rav, what comes out, which it's really the Stam Mishnah, something very interesting, that all the things that the Mishnah said that a woman is not allowed to wear on Shabbos, she's also not allowed to wear in her chatzar. There are two things that the Chachamim said you could wear in your chatzar: the kavel and the pei nachris. Now, why the other things can you not wear in a chatzar? I thought gzeirah shemi yavireno dalaramis b'shus harabim. It's a gzeirah. We're afraid you may end up taking it from your chatzar to the rishus harabim. Okay, so if that's the case, the kavel and the pei nachris should be the same way. In other words, why, according to the Stam Mishnah, which is now shitas rav, why is there a distinction, or why did the Chachamim say the kavel and the pei nachris are okay in the chatzar? Why aren't we concerned that the woman may end up carrying it into a rishus harabim? Amar Ula said the reason is kedeshaloi tiskan al baila, because we want a woman to be able to look nice for her husband, and if you're going to tell her that you can't wear even a peyanachris or a kavel in your chatzar or in your rishos hayachid, she'll be tiskana al bayla, and that's not something we want. What's the source to that? From where do we know that sometimes the chachamim were makel in certain areas of halacha so that a woman should look nice for her husband? Kedetanya, it's a brisa. The pasuk says in the laws of nida and zava, vehadava binidasa. We learn from here. Skeinim arishayim amru shleit tikchol v'leit tifkois v'leit tiskashe v'bigdat tzivayim. And the chachamim used to say that, you know what we learn from vehadava binidasa, that when a woman's a nida, she has to be in her state of nida in a very intense way, meaning she can't even put on makeup, she can't make herself look nice. Until Rabbi Akiva came and taught him, if you're going to tell women that they should look in a way that won't be appealing to their husbands, nimtza b'ayla magarish, you know what's going to happen? Their husbands are going to divorce them. So that's not a good thing. Elamat hamalim v'adava b'nidasa. Rabbi Kiva said, what does the pasuk mean? It means something else. B'nidasa te'at shetava b'mayim. That a woman is considered a nida even if she doesn't have dam nida anymore until she's toivel in the mikvah. Incidentally, it would seem that this Rabbi Akiva is Rabbi Akiva l'shitasai. At the very, very end of Masechtas Gittin, the last Mishnah, there's a machloikis. Under what grounds can a man divorce his wife? Bishamai Yoimrim Bishamai says, Lo yigarish adam es ishtoi elam ke matzabad vareva. A man's not allowed to divorce his wife unless she was mezana, meaning unless halachically he's not allowed to live with her. Otherwise, you're not allowed to. Beisul says, afilu ikticha tavshiloi, that if a man comes home, his wife serves him supper and the food doesn't taste so good, it's grounds for divorce. Rabbi Akiva is a third shita. He said, afilu matza acheres nohemena. If somebody finds a wife that looks nicer than his wife, even that's enough of a reason for him to divorce us. Rabbi Akiva said, "Afilu matza cheres na heimena." Rabbi Akiva l'shitasu was worried. So Rabbi Akiva said, "You're going to allow a woman to be tiskan al baila." So he said, "Vadova ben idasa." He went kineged the rishonim. The skedim or rishonim all felt that this was a halacha that a woman, when she's in a nida, she has to act in a certain way. Ad sheba Rabbi Akiva v'limed. There's many places in Shas where the Gemara says, Ad Shabar Rabbi Akiva Velimeid. We've spoken about that over the years, but this is another Ad Shabar Rabbi Akiva Velimeid. This halacha, no, and Kenat the Megana al Baila. Zok the Gemara. I'm Rabbi, no, my Rav. Anytime the Chachamim said that you're not allowed to do something because of Marisai, so there are a lot of things in halacha that really should be mutter. However, they look like you're maybe doing something aser. The optics aren't good. And it's for that reason the Chachamim said, Mipnei Maris Ha'ayim, for the way that it appears, you shouldn't do it. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav said a very, very big chiddush, and there's a big discussion in Rishonim if we paskin like this chiddush. And that is that anything that a person's not allowed to do, Mipnei Maris Ha'ayim, afilu b'chadri chadarim aser. You're not allowed to do b'chadri chadarim either. Meaning if somebody was looking at you, watching you do what you're doing, it would be aser, then you can't do it even b'chadri, even if nobody's watching. It's great to Gemara. Is that true? We learned in the Mishnah. One of the things that an animal is not allowed to go outside with on Shabbos is with a bell. Even if the bell doesn't make any noise. What was the reason? Marisayim, because when people used to sell their animals, they would put a bell around its neck. So this is something that's asvatanya. We learned in another price of Pekiklozubikzavara that it's mutter. You're allowed to put a bell around the neck of an animal. And take it inside with you to a chatzar. What's the pshat? The pshat must be very simple. To take it into a rishus rabbin. There you have a problem with Marisai. It's in your chatzah, nobody's looking at your chatzah. So if it's in your chatzah, there's no issue of Marisai. The problem is, if Rabbi Yehuda and Rav is right, that kol makom she'asru chachamim ne Marisai nafilu b'chadri chador maser, then what's the difference if it's in your chatzah or if it's in a rishus rav? So the Gemara says Tanoi. It's true, it's really machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya, we learned in a braisa, shoytchom b'chamo, avoloi keneged ha'am. If you have wet clothing, it became wet because you were walking outside with it in the rain, and you want to put it out in the sun to dry. So you can do it. However, not kinegadam. If people are going to see, then it's not okay because it looks like you may have washed your clothing. So again, there's a marisayin issue. There's nothing wrong with putting your clothing out in the sun for it to dry. Marisayin. It looks like you may have done the laundry today. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Ois, Rabbi Lezer Shimon, no. That it's also to do it even shalai kinegadam. What's the machlokes? The iser is marisayin. Okay, marisayin is only when people are looking. What if nobody's looking? It's clear, machlokes tanom, meaning Rabbi Yehuda Merav's halacha is really a machlokes. If you take a look at the top toisvis in Samachem and Aleph, toisvis begins, yesh mefarshim de'in halacha k'rav. Here's the discussion right here. It's a few toisvis in Shas, whether the halacha is like Rav or the halacha is not like Rav. It's very, very much halacha l'maisa. There's a lot of things that are also mipnei marisayin. So the question is, if nobody's looking, if it's really b'chadri chador, would it be mutter, would it not be mutter? That's a conversation for another day. So going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah discussed yoytza isha, things that a woman is allowed to go outside with on Shabbos. Meaning things you may have thought should not be okay. Kamash Malon, the Mishnah is saying that it is okay. So we're going to go through all of them. The Mishnah said, b'moich sheba ozno, that if a woman has a moich, something soft, in her ear, like a cotton ball inside her ear, it's okay for her to go outside with it on Shabbos. Tani Rami Bar Yecheskel, Rami Bar Yecheskel said, v'ucha kashabas, only if it's tied to her ear. There's no concern it's going to fall out. If it falls out, she would pick it up, perhaps carry a dalaramas b'shul sarav. So it's only assuming that there's no concern that it's going to fall. But moich shabasandla, a person's allowed to go outside with a moich, again, something soft inside the sandal. Tommy Romy Bar Yecheska, v'chukash l'masandal. Again, only if it's tied to the shoe. Uve moich sheskinol l'nidasa. The woman's allowed to go outside on Shabbos with a moich that's in a place to protect from the dam nid. Sover Romy Bar Chamadu Meimo. Rabbi Chamadu v'chukashu l'ben yurcheise. Probably the same halacha. If the moich shabazin is only worked if it's tied, the moich and the sandal is only okay if it's tied. So the moich that is there for damnida, again, has to be tied. On my Rava said, no, afa b'she'ini kashala. Yeah, you don't have to be worried. Because keeping the mosle asala suya. Because what are you worried about? It's gonna fall out and she may pick it up. She's not gonna pick it up. It's disgusting. So you're never gonna come to carry it. But Rabbi Yirmiyah may Rabbi Abbas. Rabbi Yirmiyah always had ibayas. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said, I have a shayla. Asala b'siyad now. What if there's a moich Bein Yurechoy Seha, meaning for Dam Nida, and there's a little handle to it. So if she had to pick it up and had to hold it, it wouldn't necessarily be disgusting. So is the halacha different there or not? Meaning there too, it's okay even if it's not tied to her, go outside within her Rishus Aram because she's anyways not going to pick it up. Or maybe being that there's a handle, the handle is not disgusting, so there's a way for her to pick it up. Amalei. So Rab Abba told Rab Yirmiya, Mutter, Itmanami, Amar Rab Nachman Bar Yishayim, Rab Yoynechana, Asla Beis Yad, Mutter, Yoychana, Nafik Bulu Beim Midrash. Rabbi Yochanan used to go to Beis Medrash with a moich in his ear. His chaver argued with him, meaning on Shabbos he used to do it. Like the halacha in the Mishnah, chamim weren't maskim. What do you mean? The Mishnah says it's mutter. So you have to say that Rabbi Yochanan did it in a way where it wasn't tied. That was the machlokes. So Rabbi Yochanan did it even though it wasn't kosher. The Chachamim argued, the Chachamim felt like what the Gemara said. Tani Rami Bar Yecheskel, Vucha Kashabazan. The only time it's mutter is if it's tight. Rabbi Yana Nafik Bulukamelis. Rabbi Yana used to do the same thing. A moich in his ear. It wasn't tied. He did it in a Karmelis. The Chalukin Olav Kol Doire. The whole generation argued with him. But dramatic. But Tani Rami Bar Yecheskel, Vucha Kashabazan. Faith the Gemara. How did they do this? Rabbi Yochanan did it. Rabbi Yana did it. I thought Rabbi Bar Yecheskel already said, Busha Kashala Ba'asna. Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan were from the great Amoraim, but they had no right to argue with Rami Bar Yecheskel, who was a Tana. Tani Rami Bar Yecheskel. Tani is the giveaway. It's a brisa. So if it's a brisa, Tani Rami Bar Yecheskel, Rabbi Yana went out, the whole generation argued with him, Rabbi Yochanan did it, his Chaverim argued with him. What? How could they have done it? Didn't Rami Bar Yecheskel say it only works if it's tied? The Gemara says, Lo Kasha, Had the Mahadik, Had the Loy Mahadik. Rabbi Yochanan felt that if it's firm inside the ear and there's a very little concern that it may fall out, in that case it would be okay even if it's not kosher. Meaning, you knew the price of Rami Bar Yecheskel, so did Rabbi Yana. But they thought, yeah, Rami Bar Yecheskel said the halacha where it's not so firmly planted in the ear. In that case, you have to be concerned it may fall out, it has to be kosher. But in this case, they thought it was different, and that was the debate. But Pilpul Begalgo Melech. Mishnah said that a woman's allowed to go outside on Shabbos with pepper or with salt inside her mouth. Why would she wear pepper? For good breath, Rashi says. Why would a woman go outside with a galgal of melach, with a grain of salt? So that's for a refuah. Zok de Gemara, pilpul le reyach hapeh, galgal melach le durshini, what we just said. Chol dovet shenoyis le techpil. And then the Mishnah said, anything else is also okay. What else would someone maybe put in their mouth? Zangavila, ginger, inami durtsina, cinnamon. Shein toy teves, shein shal zahav. What about a gold tooth? Rabbi Matir v'chacham emoyis. The Mishnah said it's a machlik. Amar Rabbi Zeir loy shonar loy shal zahav. The whole machlik is only if it's gold. Avashol kesef, divriyak kol moter. But if it was silver, everyone holds that it's going to be moter. Tanya nami hachi, v'shal kesef, divriyak kol moter. Shal zahav, if it's gold, there it's a machlik. Rabbi Matir v'chacham emoyis. Now why do Chacham say it's aser? Because if you have a gold tooth, it's like a piece of jewelry. There's a concern. Dov no shalfa mechavi. A woman's going to be walking outside, her friends going to see, you got a new gold tooth? Yeah, can I see it? Can I try it on? Right, so she may take it off. Dalet Amos B'shus HaRabim. So there's a concern of Shofo Mechavya with regards to a silver tooth. That not. But a gold tooth, that may be it. Now, Rebbe argues. Why Rebbe argue? It's very simple, because a woman's not going to take her gold tooth out to expose the fact that she's missing a tooth. She's not going to do that for B'shus HaRabim. Am Rabbaya. So Rabbaya said, based on that, you can make a little sikum, a little summary on Perek Bame Isha. And this is the third time that we had a svara that don't worry about carrying in a Rishus HaRabim because no one's going to put themselves in such a compromised position in a Rishus HaRabim. There's no concern of Sholfa Mechavya. Rebbe, V'Rebbe Eliezer, V'Rebbe Shimon Ben Elazar, Kulu Sfirlu, they're all of the opinion, the Chomidi de Meganya Bey, Le'asi Elachuyah. There's something that's not nice, that makes a woman, again, look somewhat compromised. She's never going to expose herself. You have no concern that she's going to carry Dalet Amos B'shus HaRabim. Rebbe said it, Rebbe Eliezer said it, Rebbe Shimon Elazar said it. They all said it in their own way. They were all discussing their own halacha, but the underlying principle is the same. Rebbe, Hadamar, Rebbe, we just said, a woman can go outside with a gold tooth. What do you mean? Gold tooth, it could be expensive, it could be shiny, it could be very nice. I understand, but she's not going to take it out. Rebbe Eliezer, with Rebbe Eliezer, time going to price. Rebbe Eliezer, poiter, bekoiveles, ubitzloiches, shel paiton. So Rebbe Eliezer was discussing a woman that would carry balsam oil around her because it made her smell good. This was a woman that was suffering from some condition that caused her to have a bad body odor. So they would go ahead and they would put it in some decorative pouch. And they would wear it outside. Rabbi Leah said it's mutter to wear it on Shabbos. Chum disagreed. Chum said, no, she may take it off. Talan Amr Special. Rabbi Leah said she's never going to take it off. She's wearing it because she doesn't smell good. So again, she's not going to take it off to put herself in that situation. Rabbi Shimon Elazar did Tanya. Klalom Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Kol shul lematim in asfacha. Rabbi Shimon Elazar, we had at the very beginning of the parak, that anything that a woman wears underneath her hat, yoitzaba, she's allowed to go outside with on Shabbos. Lemailim in asfacha, if she wears it on the top of her head, in yoitzaba. What's the difference? If it's underneath her hat, the only way she would be able to take it off and show it to her friend as if she took her hat off and then she removed something from underneath the hat. Again, it's going to make her somewhat compromised. It's not something you have to worry about. Talk to Mishnah Vayit. Yoytze b'selah shalatzinis. A woman is allowed to go outside on Shabbos with a sela, a coin, sha'al hatzinis. We'll see what that means. Habonois ketanois, young girls, yoytzeis bechutin, they're allowed to go outside with threads, v'afilu bekismin shebaznein, or with splinters inside their ears. So apparently, young girls used to get their ears pierced. However, they didn't get earrings until they were a little bit older. So what they would do, just to keep the hole in their ears intact, is they would put something, the mothers would, like this, it would keep the hole nice and open. So what would they put? They put thread sometimes. Sometimes it would be decorative. Sometimes they would put a little piece of wood. So the question is the girl allowed to go outside carrying this on Shabbos? Or is that hoitzah to wear it in the ear? The answer is it's mutter. Arviyois, the Arabian women, yoitzah ruulois. They're allowed to go with ruulois. That's the head covering that they would wear. Umadiyois, the woman from Madai, prufois. They're allowed to go, thank you, with a cloak, some sort of beged that was kept together. It was fastened with either a button or a coin or a nut. It was kept together in some way, says the Mishnah. The Cholotim, really everyone's allowed to go outside with these things. It's not considered carrying on Shabbos. So why did the Mishnah say the Arabian women Azai and the women from Madai like that? Shadibru Chacham, we spoke about things that were more common, but really has nothing to do with being from Arabia or being anywhere else. Another halacha. So discussing this woman that we just said is allowed to go outside on Shabbos with this cloak that's fastened together with a button of some sorts. The button is not considered carrying. A woman's allowed to be peirefes. She could do this l'katchila with a stone or with a nut or with a coin. Ubavaj loytif l'katchila Shabbos. However, she can't do all the katchila. So the Mishnah says she could do all the katchila, then says she can't do all the katchila. So the Gemara is going to discuss this. Zok the Gemara. So the Mishnah said, Yoytze b'sela shalatzila. So a woman's allowed to go outside on Shabbos with a sela on her tzinis. My tzinis, bas aro. It's a wound that she has underneath her foot. And they would put a sela there to heal the wound. Says the Gemara, Maishno sela. Why is a sela okay? Meaning, why did people put the sela there? Is it because it was hard and the remedy for this was, the therapy was put something hard. If that's the case, la b'lo chaspa. So why'd they use the sela? Why didn't they use a piece of sharp? I mean, this is not a Hilchos Shabbos question so much. This is just a Metzias question. Why did they use a sela? Couldn't they use anything hard? Maybe the reason they used to use a sela is because it was made of metal. And being that it was metal, the metal creates a moisture, and that's what's good for it. If that's the case, levit lo tasa. So any metal, why'd it have to be a coin? Maybe the reason they used to use a coin is because it had a graven image. Something about the image made it work. Lavala pulsos, use some other graven image. I must speak because it has all three. It's hard, it's a metal, it has a graven image. That was the refuah. Habonois yoitzois bechutin. The Mishnah said that girls are allowed to go outside with chutin in the holes of their ear. Vuah the Shmuel's father, like Shavaklu the Bunse, the Nafki bechutin. He didn't let his daughters go outside on Shabbos with these chutin. For like Shavaklu Gani and Gabi Adadi, he also didn't let his daughters lie next to each other. The Avidluhu mikvois biyomid Nisan. Additionally, he made special mikvois for them during Chodesh Nisan because he didn't want them to be toivel when they were Tameh in the Euphrates River. So the women used to be Toivel in Bavel in the Euphrates River. But during the months of Nisan, the Yoyme Nisan, quote unquote, he didn't allow them to Toivel there. We'll see in the Gemara why. Umapatzi b'yoyme Tishrei. Additionally, he made mats for them to stand on when they did Toivel in the Euphrates River during the Yoyme Tishrei. So the Gemara is going to explain. Fine. So Avoa the Shmuel had a whole bunch of things that he instructed his daughters, one at a time. Leishavik lo yoytzis b'chutin. Rav Avoa the Shmuel didn't let his daughters to go outside with the chutin. Frank the Gemara, it's a kenega in a mishma. Not time we went in the mishma bonus, yoytzis b'chutin. Girls are allowed to go outside with chutin. So the Gemara says, Bansi, Avoa the Shmuel, did tzevoinim hava. Shmuel's daughters, Avoa the Shmuel's daughters, meaning Shmuel's sisters, used to go outside with decorative chutin. And it's for that reason he didn't allow them to go outside with an on Shabbos because he felt it was a tachshit. Ordinarily, a chut is not a tachshit, but being that they used to make it decorative, so it was like a piece of jewelry. Oh, it was a piece of jewelry. He was worried. Dil mashal for mechavya. Loy shavek lu ganyan gabe adadi. Additionally, didn't allow them to lie next to each other. So the Gemara, lemim say Rav Huna. Is this a right to something Rav Huna said? I'm Rav Huna. Rav Huna said noshim hamesulah loy zubazu. If two women engage together in gili arayos, psulays lekahuna, it makes them pasul lekahuna. Meaning, even though there wasn't a real bia, but that in and of itself is enough to make the women not besulois, respectively, and as a result, that'd be pasul kahuna. So, says the Gemara, is this not a raya to what Rav Huna said? So the Gemara says, loy, sabaki hechi, the loy, lilfan gufan, nothing to do with that. He just didn't want them to get accustomed to lying next to somebody else. Rashi says, because if they're going to lie next to them, each other, even though they were sisters, yisavu l'shachiv emish, and as a result, he was concerned. V'avulu mikvah b'yoymen nisan. Avu d'shmul made a mikvah for his daughters to use b'yoymei Nisan. Meaning, he didn't want them to be toivel in the river, specifically the Euphrates River. Why not? Mesayei alei l'Rav. Avu d'Shmuel held like Rav. This is Shmuel's father. He held like Rav. Oh, my Rav. Rav said, Mitra b'marovo sahad rabba paras. The Yidden in Bavel, they always were looking out for the well-being of the Yidden in Yerushalayim, the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael. And they had a way of knowing whether it rained in Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, how in Bavel were you able to know if it rained in Eretz Yisrael? So, Sahada Rabba Paras, the Euphrates River, the Nahar Paras, used to say Eidus, it would testify as to whether or not it was rain. Because as they saw the sea levels rise, that was a sign that it was raining in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, it wasn't doing anything. Being that b'yoymei Nisan, the sea level of the Euphrates River would rise, Avu d'Shmuel held, that was a sign that it was raining a lot in Eretz Yisrael. And the rainwater was somehow causing the Nahar Paras, the Euphrates River, to rise. If that was the case, he was worried that maybe the Nahar Paras is roiv rainwater. Now, for this, we need a little bit of a background in Hilchas Mikvahs that we're not going to go into. But the point is, the halacha is that a person could be toivel in a mikvah, a person could be toivel in a river. However, there's an important distinction between the two. A mikvah has to be still water. That's why a mikvah, the water is very still. A river, the water could be zeichalin. It could be flowing. Being that the river of the Euphrates was flowing, and megeshamin, rainwater, is really only kosher for a mikvah, but a mikvah is only kosher if the water's still. So he felt, now you have roiv rainwater, it's not kosher to use anymore as a river. It can't be used as a mikvah because the water's flowing, so he felt it wasn't kosher. So he made them special mikvahs for them to use during the Yoymei Nisan. Why the Yoymei Nisan? Because during the Yoymei Nisan, he thought there was too much rainwater in the Euphrates River. As a result, it's not kosher as a mikvah because it's flowing. It's not kosher as a river because there's too much rainwater. So he was stuck. So therefore, he made them a special mikvah. Avu d'Shmuel held like what Rav said, that Mitra b'marava sahad rabba pros. But the Gemara says, plead the Shmuel. If that's the case, Avu d'Shmuel must have held not like Shmuel. So you have a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, as we'll see, and Avu d'Shmuel picked sides. He didn't side with his son Shmuel, rather he sided with Shmuel's Bal Plukta Rav. What did Shmuel say on this topic? To Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Nahara Mikifei Mivrach. He says, if you see sea levels rise, nothing to do with rain, it's coming from underneath. So if that's the case, what's the issue? At the end of the day, it's a river. So if it's a river, just because the sea levels are higher, it has no impact, and it doesn't run you into issues of Neitfin and Zeichelin. Sokti Gemara. By the way, Upligadi Deyadi Dey. If this is the case, it comes out that Shmuel himself argued with Shmuel. To Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Eina Mayim Mitarim Bezeichelin Elop Pros Biyamit. He said the only time you can use the Euphrates River is b'yayim Tishrei. So you see, he himself was worried about this issue. Meaning, this issue that Avu d'Shmuel was concerned with, which the Gemara said is really like Rav, not like Shmuel. You find elsewhere that Shmuel himself was concerned. The bottom line is, everyone seems to be arguing with everybody. Avu d'Shmuel is arguing with Shmuel. Shmuel is arguing with Shmuel. In one place, Avu d'Shmuel holds like Rav. The other place, Shmuel holds like Rav. Bottom line is, Avu d'Shmuel made mikvahs for his daughters to use during the Yom Nisan because he had some mikvahs issues as related to the more conventional way of toiveling, which was the Euphrates River. Last thing that the Mishnah talked about was peirefes ala evan, that a woman is allowed to wear a cloak on Shabbos, think of like a cape, that's fastened together with either a stone, a knot, and a matbeh. Now, the beginning of the Mishnah said, peirefes, you could do it l'chatchila, peirefes ala evan, v'ala egres, v'ala matbeh. And then it said, oh, but don't do do it lekatchila. Ubevat shleit different b'Shabbos. Right? How do you read the Mishnah? Va'amrit reisha pay refes. Could I do it lekatchila? Could I not do it lekatchila? Amr Abaye. Abaye said sefer also nothing. With the sefer where it said that you can't do it lekatchila, it wasn't worried about hoitzah. It wasn't even talking about all the things mentioned in Mishnah. It was talking specifically about the matbeya. Pyrethes alo evan valo egois valo matbeya. Oh, matbeya coin. Sometimes women would wear as their button. No, the coin is not okay lechatchila. And the reason is very simple. Because it's muktzah. So to Gemara, Abaye had a question. Isha maushet tarim v'tifroif al ha'eges lohitzi lebnoi katan b'Shabbos. Could a woman do a harama? So harama in halacha is an interesting conversation. But could a woman do a harama in this very specific case? What's the question? The question is, could a woman put a nut by her cloak? She's going to do it, quote unquote, just to keep her bega together, but really she wants to serve it to her child later. So she's carrying in a legal way, but she's doing it with a knetz, and she's doing it to circumvent the halacha, what we know as harama. Is this okay? Is it not okay? So Abaye said, Tiboy le mandame marimim, Tiboy le mandame emarimim. I think this is a shayla according to a mandame, a tana in another sugya who holds you can do harama in Shabbos. We'll see what that is in a second. And I'm asking the shayla according to mandame that holds you can't do harama. Tiboy le mandame marimim. My shayla is according to mandame that holds marimim. Bidleiko. So what was the halacha of marimim? Bidleiko. So this is a sugya later in the Masechta where the Mishnah was discussing if there's a fire on Shabbos, you can't just empty out your house and start taking everything you want. Chamu will worry that if you're going to start taking everything, you may come to extinguish the fire. So with certain things they allowed you to take. Now, one of the things you can do is you can take the clothing that you're wearing. See, here's the question. There's a fire, Rahman al-Salam. A person's trying to save whatever he can save. Could he run to his closet, put 7 shirts on, 4 suits, and walk outside? Technically, he's wearing the clothing, but it's harama. So the Gemara has a discussion. So Abaye said, this shayla, I could hear whether you take the position in that sugya that it is okay, or whether you take the position that it's not okay. The shayla is a shayla according to the mandam that says that over there it's that it is okay. Meaning, hasam over there, the eloy sharis like aslachbui. Maybe there the chavim had a special kula, because the chavim will worry that you may extinguish the fire if we don't let you take what you want to take. So they said, you know what? If you have a harama way of doing it, just do it. If you tell a woman that you can't take these nuts to go serve her child, that means she's going to carry. There's no reason to assume that. Or maybe no. Maybe there it's actually more chamer because Rashi says people that used to sell clothing sometimes how would they get from place to place? So if you didn't have a suitcase and if you didn't have a trunk in the back of your car, so what people would do is they would put on a bunch of suits and then they would set up shop. People were actually carried that way. It's a bona fide derech chaitzah. So if that's the case, you're doing it with harama. You're carrying it in a derech chaitzah. And maybe that's why it's not okay. This is not the way to carry an egois. No one in the world will ever carry an egois that way. If it's your button, yeah, but over here it's not a button. So you're worried that this should be a derech chaitza? No such thing. So maybe over here it would be different. Amen shapadam. Zokte gemara. Heiku. Exhale. So one ha'ara as it relates to today's daf, but not only to today's daf, but really to everything that we've been learning over the last week. So the theme of Perek Bame Isha Yoitza Uvama Eina Yoitza is there's certain items that people would quote unquote wear that the Chachamim said it's not okay to go outside with on Shabbos. Rishos HaRabim, maybe even a Chatzar. We'll see more about that. But the point is there are certain things that a woman, Perek is called Bame Isha, it's talking specifically about women, is not allowed to go outside with on Shabbos. One of the things the Mishnah mentioned was jewelry. It was mentioned in very, very great detail in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. In fact, the Mishnah went into a whole bunch of examples of items of jewelry. V'loy be'ir shel zahav, that was jewelry. V'loy be'katla, v'loy be'nezamin, v'loy be'tabas, v'loy be'machat. The Mishnah was discussing different articles of jewelry. Hatzad Ashava Shabahem, the Mishnah says a woman's not allowed to wear it outside on Shabbos. And the reason a woman's not allowed to wear it outside on Shabbos is because there's a concern that she may meet her friend. Her friend's going to compliment her on the jewelry. She's saying, can I please try it on? Can I see it? Can I hold it? And they're going to come to carry Dalan Amos B'Shus Rabim. So it's for that reason the Chachamim said that this is not going to be okay. What about men? So we spoke at earlier in the Perek from Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam said that this concern was only a concern for women. Men, the Chachamim were never worried about. Because Nashim Daitan Kaloi say. So this scenario may play itself out with women. But with men, it's not something we have to worry about. And therefore, for men, it's going to be okay. But as it relates to women, That's a very clear, it's not just a halacha, it's a whole perek. The theme of the perek is a concern, Dilma Sholfa Umechavya, stating that the Minig Yisrael is that women wear jewelry on Shabbos. And the obvious question is, why is it okay? Now the truth is, this Minig that women wear jewelry on Shabbos is an old Minig. Apparently it traces itself back, at the very least, to the Middle Ages. The times of the Rishonim, the times of the Bali Tosfos. And Tosfos already was bothered. Tosfos says, I don't understand, we learned a whole perek. You know, sometimes you have a minig that's connected to halacha. It's connected to perek. It's 10 days in Daf Yomi. So how is it possible that women wear jewelry today? L'chura, it's keneged a mefurisha halacha. And Tosfos says three terutzim. And really, the right way to go through this Tosfos is to build through the sugya and through the Rishonim and the Beis Yosef. But unfortunately, we don't have the time to do this. So just to skip to the bottom line, says Tosfos, this three terutzim, you have to say this three mahalchim. And to explain why it is that what we do today, our minig, is okay. The first thing Tosfos says is fascinating. Tosfos says, because today we don't really have Rishus HaRabbins. And Tosfos says, in order to have a Rishus HaRabbin, you have to check off a few boxes. Number one, the street itself has to be at least 16 amos wide. Number two, it has to be mefulish from both sides. That's common. But number three, and here's the punchline, you need that it's so big that there are 600,000 people that pass through this block. Some Rishonim say 600,000 people a day. But the point is, there's a lot of technical criteria that something has to meet in order for it to be considered a Rishus HaRabim. Just because there's a lot of people in a certain place doesn't necessarily make the place a Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim has a very technical halachic definition. So in order for something to be a Rishus HaRabim, says Tosfos, you have to check off a few boxes. Says Tosfos, Anu ein lanu Rishus HaRabim gomer. Today we don't have a real Rishus HaRabim. And being that we don't have a real Rishus HaRabim, all our Rishus HaRabims today are really a carmelist. So if all our Rishus HaRabims are really a carmelist, what do you have to worry about? There's no issue. The whole concern is Gzeira Shemi Yavirenu Dal and Amris Rishus HaRabim. At some point there's a chash that maybe someone's going to come to carry in a Rishus HaRabim. You don't have a Rishus HaRabim today. So if you don't have a Rishus HaRabim today, this whole perek is dead on arrival. What's the issue with the perek? And then what? You're going to carry Dal Aram's Rishus HaRabim. Okay. So once upon a time, there were Rishus HaRabims. In a world of a Rishus HaRabim, this was a concern. So you can't wear the Rishus HaRabim. What about a chatzer? What about a this? What about a that? There's a whole perek. Shishi in Masech the Shabbos. He says, but today we don't have Rishus HaRabbis. So if today we don't have Rishus HaRabbis, what are you worried about? He says, there's no such concern. It's not something you have to worry about. Additionally, Tosfos says, I'm not so worried, Bizman Hazeh, because the whole chashash of Shofa Mechavya is not so prevalent. Once upon a time, that was a chashash. Tosfos says that today, that chashash is not so prevalent. We'll see more about that soon. Va'oid, says Tosfos, it's a moot point anyways. He said, because the truth is, let's say you'd come home and we would go and we would tell all the women that they have to know they're not allowed to wear jewelry on Shabbos. He says, they're not going to listen to us anyways. And being that they're not going to listen to us, we have a rule in halacha, which you have to use with caution. But there is a rule called mutaviyu shaygigis v'aliyu mezidis. Sometimes it's better that we don't give mussar, because if you give mussar and people don't listen, then it's going to come and everyone's going to be amazed. Mutaviyu shaygigis v'aliyu mezidis. Either way, if you work through Tosfos, Tosfos quotes different Bali Tosfos, but at the end of the day, what emerged from the school of the Bali Tosfos was three reasons, three limudei schos, as it is to why women somehow violate and ignore this entire perek in Shas. Either it's because it's all predicated, it's all because this wearing jewelry may lead to carrying Dal Aram's Rishus HaRabim. Tell you what, we don't really have a Rishus HaRabim in Bizman Hazeh. Alternatively, it's because the whole chashash of Shofa Mechavya, times have changed. It's not a real chashash. Or because they're not going to listen anyways. Taisu was struggling a little bit. He was trying to catch on to something. Three chedushim, all three terutzim that Taisu said are not so pasha. But the point is, that's what Taisu said. All three terutzim of Taisu's are brought down in Shulchan Aruch. In Eir Chaim, in Hilchis Shabbos, in Simon Shin Gimel, it's if Katan Yud Ches, says the Mechaber, V'ho'idna, Nashi didon nagu lotzeis b'chol ha-tachshiten. Women today go outside b'chol ha-tachshiten. And really, it's a problem. So what? So how is this okay? So Tosfos says, v'yesh shalom du aleim schos. that somewhere malam mitzchus, says the Shulchan Aruch, I'm skipping around a little bit. Because the hashto, the less on Rishos Rabin Gomer, being that today we don't have a real Rishos Rabin, how will they call Rishos Rabin Shalom Carmelis? Every Rishos Rabin today is a Carmelis. Vidine kachata, shayna muver Rebbe, so mutter. As a result, it's going to be mutter. The Ramah says, v'yeshoimim oitam lahater, the achshav shchichi tachshitin. Today, there's a lot of jewelry. V'yoytzim hem af b'choyl, v'lekel ha-mechfish, dil m'sholfo m'chavi, k'moy b'yameyem, sh'li ho'yu regilim, lotzeis ben rak b'shabas, v'hav ha-shchichi. So the Ramah seems to be saying something similar to what Tosfos said in the second shot, and he adds a little bit of a hesber. He says, you know why there's no chash dil m'sholfo m'chavi today? Because once upon a time, women only wore jewelry on Shabbos. And being that they only wore jewelry on Shabbos, there was a concern. On Shabbos, the woman's going to take it off. He says, but today, women always wear jewelry. So if they always wear jewelry, even if a woman's going to meet her friend and she's going to want to take the jewelry off, and let me take a look at it, why would she do it on Shabbos? She could do it on Sunday. So there's less of... When women only wore jewelry on Shabbos, says the Ramah, that's when it was a concern. But now, it's not such a concern. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, there's also an idea of mutav, shiyu, shoygig, and vayu, mezidus. The bottom line is, the three svaris that Tosfos says in Samach Dal and Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Shin Gimel, again, we're doing a very abbreviated version of the sugya, because really, it's very intense in the Rishonim, so I'm skipping around a little bit, using a little poetic license. But high level, the three Terutzim that Tosfos says is Mefurish right here in the Shulchan Aruch. One Ha'ara, and then we're going to get into some intense Halacha L'maisa. The Ha'ara is, the Bir Halacha right here asks a Bambakasha. He asks it here, and he asks it in one other place. He asks it in Simen Shin Mem Hei as well. And that is, if Tosfos entertained the Tzad, that there's no Rishus HaRabim Bizman Hazeh, he says, so let me ask you a question. Why is it that we don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shecholiyos B'Shabbos? Gzeir Hashem Yavi Renu Dalan Amas B'Shus HaRabim. Why do we take Dalan Minan on Sukkot Shecholiyos B'Shabbos? Gzeir Hashem Yavi Renu Dalan Amas B'Shus HaRabim. How come we don't lay the Megillah on Purim Shecholiyos B'Shabbos? It's what's known in Shas as the Gzeir HaRab. Freit! The Bir Halacha, and he blibes Tzarech in. He says, I don't have a good answer. That Tosfos over here threw out a Koyach Da Teira in Shabbos Samech Dalet Amud Beis based on this assumption that we don't have Rishus HaRabim's Bizman Hazeh. So if the Bali Tosfos were comfortable with the notion that there's no real Rishus HaRabim, so there's no Chashash anymore, Shemi Yavirenu Dalet Amud Rishus HaRabim, because it can't happen, because you don't have Rishus HaRabim. So let's stop blowing Shofar again on Shabbos. Let's take Dalet Minim again on Shabbos. Let's slay the Megillah on Shabbos. It's a major ha'ara. The Bir Halacha asks it in two places. Again, he asks it in Simen Shin Gimel right here in this halacha, and he asks it in Simen Shin Mem Hei as well, when he's talking about the technical details of what constitutes a Rishus HaRabim. And in both cases, Bir Halacha asks the question, and in both cases, Bir Halacha has no teretz. He says, I don't know. I don't have a good answer to this question. It's interesting. Earlier in the week, we spoke at a tshuva from Yitzchok Chanan Spector, the Be'er Yitzchok, who discussed, if somebody finds a pair of tefillin on Shabbos, what's the halacha? You can put the tefillin on. Machnis on Zog Zog, you can wear it, even though wearing tefillin constitutes a chil Shabbos, albeit midrabbanan, but it's okay. It's something that you're allowed to do. Again, why you're allowed to do it? Because tefillin in a state of bezayin, the chachamim allowed you to circumvent it. Said the Rabbi Yitzchok Chanan, a chacham asked him, what about Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin? And he wrote this beautiful tshuva with intense lumdis, kameya mumcha, safik kameya mumcha, that we got into earlier in the week. One of the things Rabbi Yitzchok Chanan says when he goes through his tshuva, he says that I was leaning a little bit to be mekel, because at the end of the day, why is it that you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos? Really, tefillin is a malbush. So what's the reason you're not allowed to wear it? Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu or Dalan Amis Pashus HaRabim. Or if it's not considered a malbush, as in maybe Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, you're carrying your Dalan Amis Pashus HaRabim. But says Rabbi Yitzchok Chanan, Tosfos already revealed to us on Samech Dalet Amud Beis that you can't really carry a Rishus HaRabim today, because we don't have a Rishus HaRabim. So if it's true that we don't have a Rishus HaRabim, so says Rabbi Yitzchok Chanan, I'm going to add this into my Koyach Da Teira. Meaning this Tosfos, I'm just bringing out one point, is quoted by the Poskim and Tshuvos as a tziruf to a kula. It's a real svara. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. In Simen Shin Gimel. So why is it that sometimes we'll work with this and say there's no such thing as a Rishus HaRabim? As in Tosfos, Shabbos, Samech Dal and Amud Beis, the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Gimel, jewelry, women, Bizman Hazeh, or as it relates to mitzvahs aseis d'oraisa, which would be great for us to be able to bring back to life. Rosh Hashanah Shecholiyos B'Shabbos, you could blow shofar, that would be amazing. Yet, For some reason, Gzeiru Shem Yavirenu Dal Ramas B'Shus HaRabim is in play, and we don't work with this kula that maybe we don't really have a Rishus HaRabim B'Zman HaZeh. But this is really more of an Erevin discussion, and this is a discussion for another day. But I just wanted to get into one halachic area as it relates to what we're talking about right now, and that is men's watches. Is it okay for a man to wear a watch on Shabbos, or is it not okay for a man to wear a watch on Shabbos? Again, we just discussed jewelry. The question is, what about a watch? Reb Moshe Feinstein was asked this question. The year, I believe, could be makes a difference in Tafshin Yud Zayin. So he was asked the question in Tishrei, Tafshin Yud Zayin. So it was in 1956. Reb Moshe was asked this question. Is it okay for a man to wear a Rishusa, to wear a watch in a Rishus HaRabim, or is it not okay for a man to wear a watch in a Rishus HaRabim? So Reb Moshe scanned Hilchos Shabbos, and he went through all the different sugyas and all the many different halachos, some of which we've learned, that make up Hilchos Shabbos. And Reb Moshe said, I have a comparable to a watch. There's one direct hit that I believe that if you were going to take all the cases that we've learned together, I think this is what the watch is most similar to. And that is a tabas. Mishnah says men used to wear rings that had a signet on it. They would use it as a stamp. They would use it to seal documents. Men would wear a tabas sheyesh b'chosen. So Rav Moshe said, I believe that a watch is like a tabas sheyesh b'chosen. And the reason is because a watch, said Rav Moshe, what is it? It's not a piece of jewelry. A watch is something that people wear. It has a functional purpose. It's to tell time. So you're wearing it, but you're not really wearing it because it's a baguette. It doesn't keep you warm. It doesn't necessarily make you look handsome. The concept is it serves a purpose. And rather than keeping it in your pocket, what you do is you wear it. So it's something that you wear. So from that standpoint, it checks off the box of Malbush. But you're not wearing it in the conventional way. You're not wearing it as, you know, to keep you warm or to make you look nice. That's not why you're wearing it. You're wearing it because it serves a function. If the chosen would be broken, for example, whatever that even means, you probably wouldn't wear it. So the point is that it's derech malbush for sure. It's a malbush, but not for the conventional purpose of a malbush. You're doing it for a function. That's a tabash yesh b'chosim. Reb Moshe said that's a watch. I think it's one and the same. And the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is a man's allowed to wear a tabash yesh b'chosim. It's clear. And he was allowed to wear it in a Rishus HaRabim as well. So if that's the case, said Reb Moshe, you want to know what I think? I think a man's allowed to wear a watch on Shabbos. To me, it's a tabash yesh b'chosim. It's no different. And being that it's a tabash yesh b'chosim, you're wearing it as a malbush. So even though it's there to serve a specific purpose, we have a direct hit. Watch in 2020, Tabacha Yesh Bachaisen, 2,000 years ago. It's the same thing. And as a result, if that was mutter, there's no reason this shouldn't be mutter. But then Reb Moshe said that my tshuva that I'm writing is only true for a watch that you wear on your hand, a wristwatch. However, back in the day when Tashzeigers were in style, pocket watches, he said, that's really a whole different deal. Because a pocket watch goes inside your baguette. And he said, being that it goes inside your baguette, that's poshut, that would not be okay. That's not a malbush. Because if it's in your pocket, you're carrying it. So I don't think there's any difference between carrying that or carrying a phone today. That's considered carrying. And if that's considered carrying, that wouldn't be okay. And it's for that reason, said Reb Moshe, Lochein, being that there's a distinction between a wristwatch and a pocket watch, so I think that a person, lekatchila, should be careful. Because I'm a little worried that if you're going to start wearing your watch on your wrist, you may come to wear a pocket watch as well. And a pocket watch is something that's very much not okay. So Reb Moshe came out and he said, Ab mikol mokon, asha mitam zeh, ein limchois, because as I just said, it's 100% mutter. However, that he should not wear a watch on Shabbos, because I'm afraid that if you will, you may go ahead and you may be maker by all watches. And this is something that I tell my Talmidim. Either way, Reb Moshe held that in terms of carrying, it's mutter 100%. However, he was a little concerned. He was concerned concerned because of pocket watches. And as a result, to make a gzeira, he said you should be machmer. Now, this tshuva was written in 1956. What would Rav Moshe have said today, where pocket watches aren't very much in style anymore? Where to say, don't wear a watch because you may come to wear a pocket watch? I don't know. But this was Rav Moshe's tshuva. Rav Moshe held that it was mutter 100%, but at the same time, being that Rav Moshe drew this distinction between a wristwatch and a pocket watch, he felt that this was something that you have to be made of. Now, the truth is, pocket watches into itself is really a big discussion. There's a long bir halacha in Simon Shin Aleph where he talks about it. And all the paiskim held that it was aser. Like Rav Moshe assumed for sure that it was aser. All the paiskim held that it was aser, except for one. Except for one. In fact, the Bir Halacha in Simon Shin Aleph, when he talks about it, he says as follows: the horachti b'kolze. I decided to be very mirich in this discussion about wearing package zeigers. The reason is lahoitzim midas gadol echad, because I'm coming to be mafkia the das of one gadol shekosav lahokel b'ze agav shitve. There was a gadol that was matter this for loyhevi ledvarav shumtan, and he didn't even explain himself. He just said it's mutter. Without a reason. The raya didn't bring a raya to it. Ubi yoiser espole. And the Chofetz Chaim says it's such a chiddush to me. Shekosav sham ba'atzmoy. Because he wrote himself, did this gadol, who shall remain nameless until a minute from now. Shachreinim asru davazah. That the Achreinim said it's asr. Vegam hachacham tzvi mechlolim. And he even said that the Chacham tzvi said it's asr. Ve'ei chalak aleim besvaru ba'almo. So the Bir Halacha said that I did something a little atypical for myself. Usually I would have said a tash zayg is asr. Next halacha. He says, no, I felt I had to be mayrich. I got a little dramatic, said the Chofetz Chaim. And I'm telling you why. Because there's a gadol echad that wrote that it's okay to wear a pocket watch on Shabbos. You can carry it. It's not considered right. So he said, and I don't understand him. He had no svara. He had no raya. He even acknowledged Achroinim argued. He even brought a meiser rab from the Chacham Tzvi hundreds of years ago. And he says, it's a espola. It's a pellet to me how this gadol echad would do. So who's the gadol echad? Bir Halacha didn't say who it is. However, it's the Shoyalim Eshev. It's Rabbi Yosef Shal Natanzin. Talk about coming full circle. So it's the Baal Shoyalim Eshev that the Chafetz Chaim referred to as a Gadol Echad. It's a Madura Kama, Chelik Shlishi. It's at the end of the Tshuva. He says as follows, Val Dvar HaZeiger, or Zeiger, or Shon, or watch. In Revid Shal Zav, it has a golden chain. So this is really old school. Al daiti hu mutter losseis. He says, I believe that it's mutter to carry it on Shabbos. Va'av shema losseis, the shoyl, whoever it was, kosav shachacham tzviza loy nasa. He didn't carry it, rak b'mok m'shiesh eruv. V'chein kosfu achroinim. And the achroinim all seem to say that. L'fi ani es daiti. Kol shahu lovesh b'bgadav. If it's in your beged, u'befratshum revid zav, it's attached with a chain. V'adai mutter. Af b'mokim she'en eruv. The havi tachshit v'loy masa keinir lefi anias daiti bepshitos. This is what Rabbi Yosef Shal Natanzin wrote in his tshuva. Either way, this is what the gadol echad that the Chofetz Chaim was referring to in the Bir Halacha, and regardless that, but at the end of the day, the Bir Halacha and the Chacham Tzvi and all the Achrayim and Rav Moshe in his watch tshuva, all the Achrayim said that it's not okay. Meaning that the halacha is, bottom line, that a tash zeiger is for sure not going to be okay. Rav Moshe said a chiddush. He said that even though I hold really to wear a wristwatch should be mutter, why? Because it's like a tabashi yesh b'chaisim. But he was worried about this gzeira, that if people are going to wear this, they're going to wear that. You can't be soimich on the shayol ameshiv, even b'dievet. So this is something that he was worried about. And it's for that reason Rav Moshe went ahead and Rav Moshe wrote in his tshuva that even though it's mutter, however, roi l'chol ben toira, v'yari shamayim, shaloi l'loiv shay b'shabbos, kidei shalo yavoyu l'chol. Again, fascinating. This was 1956. It'd be very, very interesting to know what Rav Moshe would say today, where the pocket watches are much less shchiach. However, there's another thing that needs to be taken into consideration, and that is that when you talk about watches, so Rav Moshe said right away, what's a watch? He said a watch is it's a tabashi yesh b'chaisim. It's not a malbush. It's not a piece of jewelry. What it is something that serves a functional purpose that you wear as if it would be a malbush. So Rav Moshe said to me, it's like the tabashi yesh b'chaisim. But the truth is, there are people that wear watches that are very much a piece of jewelry. Because if the purpose of a watch is just to tell time, right? The purpose of your car is to get you from point A to point B. So you'd have a different... So if the purpose of the watch is just merely to tell time, then why are you wearing a designer watch? Then why would you be wearing an expensive watch? So clearly, men wear watches today as articles of jewelry. And the question is, how does this change the landscape as it relates to
to men wearing watches on Shabbos. Meaning, if it's all about telling time, it's okay. It's one discussion. But today, it's not even about telling time at all. Maybe it's not even a gzera ato apak. It's nothing to do with a watch. It's nothing to do with telling time. You want to know the time, you look at your phone. It's nothing to do with that. The reason you're wearing a watch is because it's a piece of jewelry. That's the whole reason. So if that's the point, so maybe it has to be looked at differently. Maybe you have to look at it from a jewelry perspective. So let's take one step back. In terms of men wearing jewelry, so we mentioned Rabbeinu Tam many times. Rabbeinu Tam said that the whole takana that the Chachamim said that women shouldn't wear jewelry on Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, etc., is all related to the fact that Noshim Daitin Kalois, and there's a Chash Tum Mashal from Mechadu. Man, this is not something, we spoke at the classic Meshach Chachma, who gave a deeper understanding of it, of Derech HaMachshava, but the point is, this is the concept. Stating that, in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber Paskins Rabbeinu Tam, but throws in one caveat. His caveat is that even though for a man to wear a tachshit, it's mutter. However, it's only if the men's tachshit is a tachshit that's exclusive to men. However, let's say the tachshit that the man is wearing is a tachshit that women also wear, such as maybe a watch or a ring, something that a man would wear and a woman would wear. Says the Mechaber, there it's going to be aser. And the reason is because it's a loy plug. So even though it's true, men are more kuladig, but that's only if it's a tachshit that's exclusive to men. But if something that men would wear and women would wear, so over there says the Mechaber, it's going to be a loy plug. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, v'ayin lekamon, simen shin gimel sivkot in yudches. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what does it mean, ayin lekamon, simen shin gimel sivkot in yudches? Over there, the Mechaber said that even women bizman azer are allowed to wear jewelry. In other words, says the Mishnah Berurah, what the Mechaber is trying to say is that this is a moot point. Because a man is for sure more kuladig than a woman. Why? Because there's no daitan kalos. There is an idea that if it's a piece of jewelry that men and women both wear, so over there, you have to be machmer. Okay, but that's all before Tosfos came along. Tosfos told us on Samech Dalet Amud Beis three reasons why today we're mekel. So the point is, if today we're mekel, at the end of the day, l'chayra, a man wearing a piece of jewelry is at the very least as mutter as a woman wearing a piece of jewelry. If anything, it's more mutter. It's more kuladik. So based on that, there's another wrinkle into this discussion. And that is, if somebody wears a watch that's clearly a piece of jewelry, it should be mutter perhaps because of the fact, that it's a piece of jewelry. The truth is, the Achronim all discuss this. There's a tshuva from the Chelkis Yaakov for Abraish, who actually, in his discussion with regards to watches, made a very, very clear distinction between a watch that's a piece of jewelry and a watch that's not a piece of jewelry. Rabbi Vadi Yosef and his Yichavadas did the same thing. Meaning, because at the end of the day, if the watch is a piece of jewelry, then it could be it just falls into a different bucket. It falls into the bucket of tachshit, and once it's a tachshit, over there it's going to be mutter. Now, does that mean because it's a tachshit, you're not using it so much to tell time? That means you don't have Ramosh's chash. I didn't see anybody say that. So I don't think it goes to that extreme. But the point is that at the very least, when you talk about wearing watches on Shabbos, so Ramosh wrote a tshuva and Ramosh said, to me, this is a tabasha yesh b'chaisim. It's not a piece of jewelry. It's not a balbush. It's something that people wear. The purpose of wearing it is for a function because it actually does something. It accomplishes something. And based on that, Ramosh felt a tabasha yesh b'chaisim is mutter. Truth, this is another way to look at a watch. Just if you're going to go through it halachic, a watch today, many watches are jewelry. And being that many watches are jewelry, it falls into the conversation of jewelry, stating that jewelry is mutter. So based on that, you have to know what the halacha is. Just, I'll read to you the maskana, the bottom line of Rabbi Vadi Yosef, and we'll end with this. So again, what was Ramosh's bottom line? Ramosh's bottom line was to wear watches mutter. He just felt that a Yari Shemayim should be machmer because he was concerned that people may confuse the watch with the pocket watch. Rabbi Vadia, after he goes through his whole tshuva, says, mutter min hadin lotzeis b'shabes l'shus ha-rabim b'sho'in yad hatsomus li'yodoy im shasheres kesef o'izohav. So he says it's mutter to wear a gold watch or a silver watch or a designer watch. If someone's meko with a watch that has a leather band, again, he means a watch that's not a piece of jewelry. He has what to be soymichan as well. So again, Rabbi Vadia felt that an expensive watch is more kuladig in halacha. Because then it's a legitimate piece of jewelry. He held that was more kuladig. Anyone that's machmer in all of this, Tavayol of bracha. And then he says, when we call Mokim, Af Hanoyagim Lahach Mishaloy Lutalta Bashabis, Afil Bamokim Shesh Erev. But then he said, one thing I'll tell you, there are people that are machmer not to carry even in a place where there's an Erev, the people that don't carry Yerushalayim. There are people that don't carry even where there's an Erev, Rashom, Lahokel. Over here, they for sure could be Mako Lotzis Bishon Yad. The Ainon Tzrichen Lahachmer Bezeb Mokim Shesh Erev Lurishus Arabim. Over here, they could for sure be Mako. So the bottom line is, we have a tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Poisek Hadar of the last Dar in the Ashkenazi world. We have a tshuva from Moran Avadia, the Poisek Hadar in the Sephardish world. They both came out with the same conclusion, and that is that it's for sure mutter. Rav Avadia held that it's more mutter if it's shel kesef or shel zav. Either way, Rav Moshe felt the Yerushalayim should be machmer. Rav Avadia didn't say it's so sharp. Rabbi Vadya just said, Hamachmer Tavayol Abracha, and Rabbi Vadya said something that Ramosha would probably agree with, and that is that even a person that's Machmer, not to carry in a Makam where there's an area because of a Chumra in the area of Aitzah, but when it comes to this, being that this is more in the realm of Hamachmer Tavayol Abracha, certainly there's no reason to be Machmer and not to wear a watch.